Well, we're going to return now to mammoth overspends, but switch our focus to the infamous Leinster House bike shed. Within the next few minutes, the Oireachtas Finance Committee is due to begin a hearing on the affair. For more, we can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, already some details emerging. It seems an alternative plan was put forward at one stage, but rejected.
Yes, way back 3 years ago in April 2021, there was a proposal from the OPW that spoke about an uncovered bike parking area that could be provided near the members' restaurant in Leinster House. But that was rejected for a number of reasons, and one was that it would require operational changes and that it would that was linked to security issues as well. Now, I think the OPW felt at the time it was a good site, it would be cost effective, and that was mainly because it wouldn't have any impact on listed buildings. But it was decided to proceed with a covered bike shelter that would be close to Leinster House and ultimately on the Merrion Square side of Leinster House. And of course, the rest really is quite controversial history, that bill running up to 236,000 in the end.
What are officials from the Office of Public Works expected to say about the enormous cost of this project and how it came about?
I think what the chairman of the OPW, John Conlon, will say is that the cost can be explained. There is detail now on how the process developed and the fact that there were two quotes received, that the lowest was chosen, and that it was at the time judged by quantity surveyors to be consistent with market rates. At the same time, there is no doubting the alarm that this has generated politically and in the wider public, and John Conlon will say too that the costs were extraordinary and that they're not acceptable. There's going to be a change in how such spending is looked at in the future, so when it comes to anything of this scale over 200,000, there will be a far more robust value for money assessment done. I suppose a breakdown of the costs are interesting too, because it does seem that it was about 121,000 was spent on the basic structure, that is primarily steel. So the supplying it, making it and installing it came to that. Then there were other things like the resurfacing work that had to be done around Leinster House. That was about 53,000, and the granite which was ordered and was part of it, that's nearly 45,000.